Describe an intelligent person. Today, I'll take this chance to talk about Huang, one of the smartest friends that I ever had. Back in high school, we used to hang out a lot until he went abroad for further education. Huang was my classmate at high school, and we got on quite well with each other, as we shared a big interest, music. However, when it came to studying, everything turned out to be absolutely different. While I was doing really badly at physics, he was considered as the smartest student in the subject at my school. He always stood first in all of the exams, and no other students could come close to him. Every time the teacher asked us to solve physics question, it never took him more than 3 minutes to do the task. As he was quick on the uptake and understood the subject so well, Huang was always in the teacher's good books. Not only did he perform well in physics, but he also did brilliantly at other science subjects because of his intellectual ability. He was also a great companion during my high school time. Thanks to his helpful guidance, I finally managed to get better grades in physics as well. That's all I want to share. 1. What could parents do to help their children to become smarter? Well, I'm not quite sure, but scientifically speaking, if children are breastfed during their first years, it is very likely that they will grow up more intelligent than those drinking powdered milk. We all know a mother's milk is highly nutritious for infants, so I guess this is a wise choice. 2. What kind of job do you think requires workers to be very intelligent? Personally, I would say being a doctor requires people to be incredibly intelligent. You know, I really admire those who have studied tons of medical theories and know precisely how to deal with a variety of their patients' ailments. Intelligence and prodigious memory are highly necessary for this occupation. 3. Do you think artificial intelligence will take over humans in the future? No, I don't think so. As we can see in sci-fi movies, there will be a day when AI gains control over our civilization. I mean, basically, we can predict such an undesirable prospect, so we can totally prevent it from happening. I guess scientists are smart enough not to be controlled by what they have devised. 4. Does technology make our life become better or worse? Well, there's two sides to every coin. I think cutting-edge technology provides human beings with better living standards, like modern air conditioners or eco-friendly solar vehicles. Yet, we are also suffering its negative effects, such as our addictions to social media and over-reliance on smartphones. 5. Is it easy to teach old people to learn how to use modern technology? Not quite. Most of the elderly face memory loss due to aging, and they may become absent-minded and hardly remember any of the teaching. Also, teaching them to use modern technological devices is hard because they can be seen as inaccessible. You know, there weren't any such things back in their time.